This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions.
We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I have 12 personal commandments. These aren't specific resolutions like make my bed, but the overarching principles by which I try to live my life. It took me many months to come up with this list, and it has been very useful for me to have them clearly identified in my mind. It's a creative way of distilling core values. I wrote this list years ago as part of writing my book, The Happiness Project, and I've spent a lot of time reflecting on the list in all the years since. The first commandment remains the most important commandment. It's the commandment to be Gretchen. I want to accept myself and expect more from myself. I want to be true to my own interests, values, and nature. To be Gretchen is the way to build a happier life, but there's also a sad aspect to it, because it means acknowledging all the people that I will never be and all the possibilities that aren't part of my nature. For instance, one thing that makes me a bit sad about myself is that I don't have much of an ear for music. So many people get so much enjoyment from it that it's just not something that, pardon the expression, strikes much of a chord with me. Sure, I like some songs here and there, but not the way most people do. I never go out of my way to listen to new music, and I very rarely go to any kind of performance or concert. But from time to time, I do. I was invited to the New York Philharmonic, and I was sitting in the beautiful, majestic Lincoln Center. I enjoyed the performance as much for the experience as for the music itself. And as I listened, it occurred to me that the thing I love most about an orchestra performance isn't the music. It's always those few moments before the performance begins when the musicians are tuning their instruments. I love this sound. I always have. And on this particular visit, I realized why. It fills me with anticipation and excitement. Just as the letters of the alphabet give us all the possibilities of literature, these sounds hold the promise of music. It's the sound of mastery, of excellence, of beginnings. It's not music itself, which doesn't interest me much. It's the sound of possibility. And I love that sound, even if I don't really love music. If you'd like to see my list of my 12 personal commandments, I'll post a link in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.